Hello, this is my Easter diary for April 5th, 2026. Today is Easter Day. This is a reading from the book of Acts. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Here ends the reading. Today was an amazing day at Trinity Church. There was a full house at our main worship service, the most people at one time in the building since the year before the pandemic. We literally had people from 0 to 80, and it was glorious. The choir was in full voice and sung the Hallelujah Chorus for the offertory anthem. There was a lovely Easter brunch following the service, and over 100 folks showed up to enjoy the opportunity for fellowship. By any way of measuring it, today was the perfect culmination to a beautiful Lent and a meaningful Holy Week. My heart is full. But in the end, all of the energy and effort that has gone into parish life for these past 6 weeks wasn't simply about a lead-up to a grand celebration. All of it, everything we did, was in service of helping us recenter ourselves and remember that the fundamental narrative of our faith is different from all of the conflicting narratives we hear in the world around us. Earlier this afternoon, I was having a conversation with a few of my friends who are not church types. They wanted to know how the week went, and they wanted to know if I'd be taking some time off in the coming days. And then one of them asked, "Why do you Christians do all this stuff every year? Don't you guys know that the rest of the world has moved on?" My response was simple. We have not moved on because God has not moved on from this world. I went on to say, it's really not about whether the culture thinks we're hopelessly anachronistic. Our faith tells us that because of the events we've commemorated this week, and the event we celebrated today, the world is actually fundamentally different, even if that difference is not quite visible just yet. Dear listener, thank you for taking this audio journey for another year with me. I don't take your investment of time and energy lightly. I appreciate the opportunity to have these daily conversations with you because I do believe that the story of Jesus, his life, his miracles, his teachings, his sufferings, his death, and his resurrection continue to change the world, even if sometimes the evidence of that change seems to be in short supply. On the day of resurrection, Jesus' disciples weren't quite sure what to make of what had happened. I'm pretty certain they never had complete certainty. But I'm also pretty certain that they knew something had fundamentally changed in their world, and they were going to be witnesses to that change until their dying breath. And to be honest, that's all we can do. Tell the story as we have received it, and live with the story as a matter of faithfulness and hope. We give witness to the witness of those who have gone before us, and their witness is this: Jesus of Nazareth is God's anointed. He was crucified and he was raised. And because of Easter, death has lost its grip on the world and on us. This is the good news, not just for today, but for all time, from now and into eternity. Alleluia. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread, open the eyes of our faith that we may behold him in all his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.